So, the new album, is this the most satisfying piece of work that you have produced so far? I'm not going to say, is it the best? Because everybody is always going to say, yeah, this is the best. But for you personally, is it the most satisfying?
I don't know, because after each of my albums, I feel very satisfied usually, unless there's some something on there that I cringe when I hear it. I do feel it's my strongest album. I feel that my new project, Jane Getter Premonition, which this is the fourth album with that band. There's On, and then there's the live one, On Tour, and then Anomalia, and this one. So I do feel that this is the strongest one, because this project, this new band, I think that it's becoming more cohesive where I'm going with this project. So that I can answer, but I don't know about satisfying. Like the very first one, with Chad and Brian and Alex and Corey Glover, that was pretty satisfying, you know, because it was the first time I had, you know, another guitar player in my band and these particular players. And then Corey Glover, I'd been such a fan of his from Living Color for so many years. That was like,
he's
a dream
been
to have him.
Tremendously complimentary in the press and the media over the last few months. I've seen him popping up here and there. If you haven't listened to this, then you need to. If you don't know this this talent, Jane Getter, then you need to be listening to her. So he's been very active. But I noticed that you've said as well that over the last 10 or 15 years that you've started to love the prog bands. Yes, King Crimson, to name a few. And there is an influence, and you can hear that, the influence, beginning literally with track number one.
Yeah, the prog rock, my love for prog rock definitely was evolved from, again, first my fusion world, and then wanting to get more into, like, you know, into a rock thing, heavier grooves, like deeper riffs, you know, darker riffs, and, you know, stuff like that. And so then the prog world seemed to be where I was heading. And so that's how that came about.
The Compass was my favorite of the tracks, the earlier tracks. I mean, that was, it's like the chains were coming off here. It was like, right, okay, we're going to go for it. This is, I'm feeling in rock mode here. You know, this is, we're going to cut loose on this. But the playing is amazing.
Thanks, yeah.
Now, being a more song-orientated album, you've talked about, mm-hmm. was that due to the fact that this was largely put together during the pandemic, basically?
Possibly, but it's just where I was writing, where my head was at that time. And I don't know if that's, I mean, I've written some, you know, since the album, and it seems to sort of still be in that vein, but the other, you know, that could change. I don't know.
Yeah, you talked about, you write about what you're feeling. And mm-hmm. you can see that in the song titles and the lyrics, you know, Division, mm-hmm. World, End the Blame, Another Way, waiting for the light. There's clearly a theme in there. But you also say you write about what inspires you. So what was inspiring you here?
Well, the political ones are, you know, the name of the album, Division World. It's all the crap that's going on in the world today.
Yeah, yeah.
All the divisiveness and all the sort of the evil stuff that's going on, and the power plays and the selfishness and the it really bothers me, and it upsets me. And when I write, it's writing for me is a way to express my feelings and my, you know, my thoughts. And so a lot of, you know, the lyrics in a lot of these songs are about that, like, end the blame, stop blaming everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
stuff
I do.
Like that.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess that would be a way to answer that question.
You also spent 9 weeks, didn't you, teaching jazz over in India, where you learned mm-hmm. to appreciate a certain style of Indian music. That's very Led Zeppelin, by the way, isn't it? It's the sort of thing Jimmy Page and Robert Plant used to do, just wake up one day in Morocco. What did you bring back from that experience? And did any of that experience manage to find its way into this record?
Oh yeah. Well, okay, there's a couple of different ways it affected me and has stayed with me. First of all, I'm not the music, but just in terms of life and the abundance that we have here in the Western cultures and Western countries compared to some of these other places. It's just amazing the amount of waste that we make, and the people in India. There's certain areas, certain populations. They have so little, but they are so generous. They will give it to you whatever they have, and I found that really, really amazing. Musically, it definitely opened up my ear to some different scales and tonalities and stuff. And I do this thing where I create my own scales that I use for my soloing and improvising. And I created a scale out of a raga that one of the Indian students showed me, and it's called my Chennai scale because I was living outside of Chennai, and that scale is used a lot in my solos on the album.